It's a simple thing to take a taxi, but a taxi can take you for a ride, as you'll see in The Dissolution of Dominic Boot by Tom Stoppard.
Well, thanks for the lunch. Oh, golly, it's raining.
Better run for it.
Oh, don't be silly. Hey, taxi!
I say, Viv.
Come on, you can drop me off. Just round the corner, Derby Street Library.
Look, Vivian, I haven't got the...
Dash, that's taken about 10 shillings out of my 2-guinea hairdo. Honestly, I'm furious. Don't you ever have an umbrella?
Well, no, not when it's raining.
Well, didn't I give you one for your birthday?
No, it was your birthday.
Well, why did I give it to you on my birthday?
No, it was I who gave it to you on my birthday. Your birthday. Oh, Vivian, please stop talking about umbrellas. The thing
is... If we're going out tonight, I'll have to have some repairs on my hair. It's beginning to straggle. Another pound down the drain.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I can't tonight, Vivian. I promised to see my mother.
What about?
All about Father.
Well, what about him?
Oh, nothing. Just keeping her in touch.
But you never see your father.
Yes, well, we just sort of talk about him.
Oh. I thought you may be seeing her about us getting married.
Oh, no.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I mean, yes.
Will we have enough by Christmas? Or spring at the latest? After all, you've been saving now for months.
Incidentally, Viv...
Oh, no, it's 2:30. Dominic, we'll have to start eating somewhere with quicker service. Anyway, I'm fed up with Italian. I don't know why we always go to Marcello's, do you?
No, only...
Just there, next lamppost on the right. Oh, by the way, you're on the blacklist. You've had those 6 books overdue for weeks. What do you do with them? Oh, thank you. Well, I'll see you tonight.
Yep, now, I told you...
Oh, yes, tomorrow, then. I'll see you in Marcello's. Goodbye, darling. Oh, no, not Marcello's. Oh, I don't know. Phone me, will you?
Vivian! Oh, 2 shillings. Extra 6 pence. Let me see. 6 pence... It's a shilling. 1 and a penny. 1, 2, 3. Threepence halfpenny.
Wait until the rain stops.
No. The Metropolitan Bank Blackfriars, please.
In ones, please.
Oh, Mr. Boot, would you mind stepping down to the end of the counter there?
What for? What? Oh, yes, righto. Hello, Miss Arledew.
I'm Mr. Shepton.
Oh, really? I thought you were the manager.
The manager is Mr. Bartlett.
Oh, yes, I'm always getting it wrong.
Well, yes. Well, Mr. Bartlett asked me...
Yes, over the top, am I?
You're £43 beyond your limit, Mr. Boot. I'm afraid we've had to pass back 2 cheques received today from Marcello's. Marcello.
Marcello's, Mr. Shepherd.
Shepton.
3 and 3... 3 and 6.
The Irish Widows International Bank. Is that on the left, yeah?
No, the other side. Thanks. 3 and 6 plus 6 makes 4 bob.
In ones, please.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Boot. Would you have a word with Mr. Honeydew?
Cooperative Woolen Synthetic Trust Bank in High Street, Ken, please.
You're a bank robber, are you?
What? Oh, no, in a modest way. Please hurry, I've got to cash a cheque before they close.
Been trying it on with the old cashbook, have you? Caught up on you, have they?
That's how they make their money, isn't it? Interest? Well, I say it's nearly 3. Do your best.
I did my best.
Damn it.
6 and 9.
I say, would you mind taking a cheque?
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Boot. Mr. Cartwright is
asking... In a minute. Can you lend me 10 bob? I've got a taxi outside.
Oh, Mr. Boot, I would if I could, but I can't.
Yeah, well, what's in the petty cash, then?
Oh, Mr. Boot, what a pity you didn't come earlier. I've just spent it all on stamps. £5 worth, Mr. Boot.
Hang on. I say, do you take stamps?
Yeah, if you like. What colour?
What colour? What do you mean? I mean, they're stamps. I don't know what colour, just stamps.
What, do you mean like for letters?
Yes, right, and like for parcels. Stamps.
Do me a favour.
No good.
Oh, what isn't, Mr. Boot? Oh, you're terribly wet. Is it raining?
Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry to trouble you, Mr. Cartwright.
I've been waiting 45 minutes to trouble you, Mr. Boot. Now look here. I'm not getting the work I'm paying you for. I'm losing money on you, Mr. Boot, so pull your socks up. I'm going out for the rest of the afternoon, but I want to pick up the Lexington figures to take home, so please have them ready by 6. Well, look to it.
Mr. Cartwright, can you lend me 10 shillings?
Nice area. What number are you?
48, on the left.
You use taxis a lot, don't you?
Oh, yes, hardly ever. I mean, no, I... 14 shillings and 6. Thanks, I'll be out in a minute. 14 and 6. 14 and 6. Property of the North Thames Gas Board. Oh, well, now where's that poker? Ah, here goes. One, two, four, five, seven, ten and six. Ten and six. Oh, no. Damn. Oh, God. First left and second right. I say, would you like 10 bob to be going on with?
You've been robbing a gas meter.
No. I just collect them. 21 and 6 plus sixpence minus 10 bob I gave him minus 1 and 3 pence halfpenny. That makes... No, that can't be right. 22 bob plus sixpence minus 10 bob I gave him.
Here we are. 73 Mansion Lane.
Taxi!
Oh, hello, Mother. I was just coming to see you.
Oh, Dominic, you always pick the wrong time. Never mind, we can talk in the taxi. Bond Street.
Going shopping?
Hairdo. They always ruin it, but I don't trust anyone else. I'm thinking of going blue and piled on top. Oh, yes. What's with Vivian?
Oh, a bit straggly. The rain, you know.
Now, what are you talking about? Why are you so wet? Don't you use Vivian's umbrella?
No, why should I? She doesn't even use the one I gave her.
I mean the one she told me she gave you for Christmas.
She never gave me an umbrella.
I like that girl. Have you seen anything of your father?
No.
I'm told he's thinking of getting married again.
Good Lord, well, who would have him?
God knows. But I think you ought to go and see him. I think it's quite wrong not to keep in touch with one's father.
Oh, righto. 24 minus 10 plus...
And if you find out anything about her, give me a ring at once. Why aren't you at the office?
Well, things are a bit slack, and I'm my own boss now, really. So I thought I'd take an hour off and have tea with you.
Well, it seems to be the first job you're any good at. I hope you're being sensible about it. I bet you're not saving.
Oh, yes, I am.
I was getting quite tired of you always coming to me for money. If you want to live by yourself, you must support yourself, like your father and like me. Vivian isn't going to wait forever while you spend money on taxis. Go. Oh, 25 shillings. Dominic.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's all on the office. I've been making some calls for them, you see. Old Cartwright. Oh, God.
You know who used to cut my mum's hair? My dad.
He was a hairdresser, was he?
No, he's a grocer. Corner shop off the Angel.
31 minus 10.
And guess who cut his hair? My mum.
Really? 39 and sixpence for Vivian and sixpence for Mother. Minus 10 plus... No, minus. Oh, excuse me. Can you lend me 4 pennies? Oh, hello, Charlie. Dom. Dominic. Is that Charles Mountain? Yes, well, it's Dom. Dominic Boot. Yes, now listen, Charles. I'm in a bit of a fix. You know that £2 I lent you? Yes, now. Well, I'll come over. Where is your place? What? Look, I'm not coming by train. I'm in a taxi. Yes, that's why I'm broke, Charlie. What? Oh, all right. Past East Croydon Station. First left, 18B. Right.
You ever been to East Croydon?
No, why?
It's over the 6 mile limit.
Limit?
Yeah. You see, if you stop me, then I've got to take you wherever you want. That's the law. But if it's over 6 mile, the meter don't count, so I'm allowed to fix the price. That's the system.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, I lose on tips, you see. I can take you there, well, in that time I can have 4 other fares and a tip on each, so I'm allowed to strike a bargain with you. £2.
A pound.
All right. You can pay me off now.
Oh, no. 25 bob.
Down pay.
30 with tip.
32 and 6.
Done. 71 in all, minus 10 I gave him. That's 61. £3 one. One and threepence halfpenny in change. Now, that's about £3. Now, minus 2 of Charlie's, that leaves £1. Minus nothing. £1. £1. Well, who? Oh, please God, who? And plus the fourpence he lent me. £1 and fourpence. Who?
Well, you made up your mind. Can't sit in Croydon forever. There's a fellow there who's looking like mad for a taxi. Looks like a town fare. If you don't want to go, say so quick.
Excuse me, you seem to be rather desperate for a taxi.
I am. I've got an important meeting. Why?
Well, I think I can help you. Please, take my taxi.
How very kind of you. Are you sure?
Well, certainly. I'm in the business.
Business?
Yes, I'm a taxi agent. That'll be 25 shillings.
I'll call a policeman.
Oh, very well, then. £1 and fourpence, and you pay the tip.
Well, that cover one.
Oh, just a little misunderstanding. 108 minus 10 minus £2... You must make a fortune. Father in Windsor.
Good Lord, what brings you here?
Well, I was missing you, Father.
Don't be absurd. Still good to see you. How's your mother?
Oh, very well, Father. Sends her love.
Nonsense. For goodness sake, sit down. Whiskey?
Oh, fine, fine. Oh, Father, by the way, I got a cab outside.
Can't you even walk 10 minutes from the station, you people? Bates, give this half crown to the taxi driver and bring us some whiskey. Well, now, Dominic, how's the job?
Who's that?
My father.
Is he knocked about something?
Yes, he's just had some bad news. Now, Derby Street Library, please.
Vivian!
Shh! For goodness sake, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I say, Vivian.
Have you brought the books at last?
The books? Oh, look, Vivian, please help me. Now, you get paid today, don't you? Well, I've got to pay off that taxi, you
oh,
see.
Oh, Dominic, I'm very cross with you. We're saving to get married and you keep taking taxes everywhere. It's not fair, Dominic. And now you come running to me, honestly.
Oh, you stupid nit! Shut up and give me £10 for the love of God!
Shh!
Well, frankly, you couldn't have paid much for it, could you?
It's a very fine engagement ring. 10 guineas.
See that? Scratch. £4.10.
It's a diamond. £6.
£5, and I'm taking a chance.
Done. Now, what about the rest of the stuff?
Well, it's a bit of a mess, isn't it? Hmm? I don't know if you can live like this. I don't really. I mean, it's really junk, isn't it?
Do you mind?
I'll give you £10 for the desk, another £10 for the mirror. Oh, the bed's at it, really. Oh, I mean, half a dozen books ain't the same as a caster, is it? £30 with the mattress. Now, over here. Not a bad wardrobe. £15. Gas stove. Couple of quid, if you like. Well, that's about it, isn't it? Okay, Dom. Hey, look. Someone's bust up your gas meter.
Good Lord, so they have. Now, I say, what about the clothes? There's some very good stuff there.
Nah, no market, see? I'll give you £10 taken away, and that'll make a square, don't it? Well, that'll be my brother with a van.
Mr. Mellon?
Lemon.
Yes, Mr. Lemon. I've got to get back to the office before 6. Could you possibly throw that in?
Can't do it, Dom. Company checks the mileage, see? That's a 7 and a tanner drive, that is. Tell you what, I'll cut my throat and do it for the suit.
What suit?
That one you got on. Needs cleaning, of course.
But that only leaves me with a pair of pyjamas and a raincoat. I can't go to the office like that. Can I? Can I? Is he back yet?
Hello, Mr. Boot. Is it still raining? Oh, you are wet. I do like your pyjamas, Mr. Boot. What's the matter, Mr. Boot? You seem awfully upset. Mr. Cartwright seems upset, too.
Well, Mr. Boot, good God, man, what are you wearing? Have you gone mad?
I don't think so, Mr. Cartwright.
Get out of here. I'm giving you a week's notice. And stop crying.
Yes, Mr. Cartwright.
Come on, Mr. Boot. I think you ought to go home. Come on, I'm going your way, Mr. Boot.
Oh, help. Oh, all gone. All over.
It's raining again. Haven't you got an umbrella, Mr. Boot? Oh, don't cry, Mr. Boot. Your pyjamas are getting awfully wet. I should do up your front, Mr. Boot. You'll catch cold. Pull your socks up, Mr. Boot. Taxi? Come on, Mr. Boot. Come on, you can drop me off.
John Baddeley is Dominic Boot with Peter Pratt and Valerie Kirkbride. In The Dissolution of Dominic Boot by Tom Stoppard, produced by Michael Bakewell.